Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Between Israel's sad failure at Kadesh and when the new generation appeared back at the same place 38 years later, Numbers 20 verse 1, only three incidents are recorded. There is the stoning of a Sabbath breaker, chapter 15, verses 32 to 36, the rebellion of Korah, chapter 16, and a restart for the Aaronic priesthood, chapters 15 to 17. Let's look at the Sabbath breaker. The story occurs immediately after the Lord draws a distinction between unintentional and presumptuous sin. What is such a person presuming? That God doesn't care if we obey? That the sin is no big deal, even if he thinks it is? That we will defy the odds that our sin will find us out? Granted, the man's actions seem innocent enough, but it wasn't like he didn't know about the Sabbath. It was established at history's very beginning, Genesis 2:1-3. And was the first of God's special days, Leviticus 23. It was in the top 10, Exodus 20, verses 8 to 11, and was repeated when the tabernacle was a building. There God declared, quote, "My Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy to you. Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death." See Exodus 31, verses 12 to 17. This is the first and only time we read of a man being executed for this. But God wants us to understand something. He established rest at creation, but we ruined it through sin. So it was expensively reestablished at Calvary, providing an eternal rest for those who believe. Jehovah said, quote, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Exodus 33:14. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. Don't let anyone dare think we can add even an atom to Christ's complete salvation rest.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.